WBEZ is supported by Unison, presenting their Chicago Floor Sample Sale, March 9th through the 13th. This in-person event features showroom samples and collections of furniture, rugs, and decor, offered at a 50% off retail pricing. Unison designs and curates modern home furnishings, including textiles, decor, furniture, and dining pieces, created in collaboration with artists and designers. More at unisonhome.com/sample sale. Unison, where modern meets timeless.
Oh my gosh, the last wedding I was in, I almost ruined the whole wedding. But that's because they didn't have breakfast. They had mimosas for breakfast. And you shouldn't do that to your bridesmaids. Me and mimosas for breakfast did not go well.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. It's Friday. Oh my God, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I'm here with Nudia Hernandez, host of Nudia in the Afternoon on our sister station, Vocalo.
Hey, hello. Nudia. Hey.
Today, we're going to hear your conversation with one of the creators of Sorry Papi, which is, according to their Instagram, the world's largest all-girl reggaeton party.
And I believe it. I went to the last one they had here in Chicago, and it was the best time of my life.
Was this the pajama one?
Yes, it was the pajama theme one.
When you were a kid, did you used to do a lot of sleepovers and like pajama parties?
No, I'm Hispanic, so they don't let us sleep over anywhere. Yeah, that's how that works.
That's a no-no.
When you're Mexican, no, you don't sleep over at anyone's house.
Oh, man.
I have very overprotective parents.
Yeah.
I mean, they would allow me to host the sleepover.
Interesting. So will people come to your house for a sleepover?
Yeah. Yeah, that's usually the way it works.
Okay, so this was just show parents.
Yeah. It's overprotective parents, you know. Okay.
We used to have sleepovers all the time when I was a kid. I had cousins. We were sleeping over, and it was like all the girlies. One time I went to one, and it was like a pajama fashion show. All right. Well, I was fully ready to really get into the nostalgia of pajama parties.
I'm here just listening.
Okay.
I'm here just listening to the sleepover.
How was the pajama party that you went to with Sorry Papi?
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. It was at Aragon Ballroom.
Oh, nice.
And so, you know, it's one of the bigger venues in the city. And it was packed up. It takes a minute for your like mind to adjust. That's like literally nothing but women, like everywhere, you know, running around in pajamas. It was really, really cool. You know, the biggest thing is that I flew my sister into town. It was around her birthday. And I remember she had her drink. And then she's like, oh my gosh, I could just put my drink down. She's like, I don't have to like, you know, guard it or, you know, there's a few things that you realize you're able to do, you know,
and things that are less likely to happen when it's a bunch of femmes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so,
ladies.
So, the music was amazing because, you know, female DJs, they always have the best.
Speaking as a female DJ.
Curated playlist. I mean, it just is what it is. Just the female song selection is kind of like top tier, you know? And it was so much fun.
So you ended up talking to DJ and co-founder of Sorry Papi, Miriam Paz. Why were you excited to talk to her?
I mean, I met Miriam the first Sueños Festival, which was a couple of years ago, 3 years ago now. Mm. And then ever since then, we've been really cool. I've come out to her gigs across the city. And so we're kind of friends now. So it's really nice having her pop in and having her talk about how it got started, because this is such a unique party. Again, I've talked to my DJ friends across the country about it just because it's blown up so much.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of go on tour now. It's like it's like Prince. They're literally like stopping in cities and selling out cities for this party. And so, and I think they've done Puerto Rico, they've been so many places, and the party hasn't been around that long. It's been super successful. And so I think it kind of shows a couple of things. It shows, you know, not only can a women curated party do really well in a nightlife industry that is extremely male dominated, with party promoters and marketers and, you know, club planners, but also that women do want this kind of entertainment, you know?
Yeah.
This niche thing of, like, only going to a female party.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just goes to show, when you have a great idea, you have a great idea.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So tomorrow, July 6th, Sorry Poppy is going to have another party at the Remova Theater. But you had originally talked to Miriam, like you said, right before her DJ set at Sueños in May, which reminds me, Miriam is both a DJ and an event producer. As a DJ yourself, do you ever put on parties? Is that like graduate level DJing?
It's a lot of work. It's look, I'm a schmedium worker, you know? Like I will work like I'm not trying to work like to that level.
Okay.
Putting on an event and planning a party, it's a lot of work. And look, I'm happy to say I'm not trying to hustle that hard right now. Like I'm trying to have a soft life. I'm trying to
soft girl era.
Okay. Enjoy my drinks, you know? Like, yes. I'm not really trying to have that kind of stress on me right now.
I feel you. All right, well, here's Nudia's interview with DJ and the co-founder herself of Sorry Poppy, Miriam Paz.
It's such a good concept. Like, it's so crazy to see the way that the party's blown up as well. Like, the party's huge.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun. Sorry, puppies. You guys can't make it. Can't be there.
So what was the creative room like? Like, what was the vision behind it? You're like, we just want it to be just girls, reggaeton music. Like, what was that it?
So I've been in the industry for quite some time. And like many women who indulge in the nightlife and just want to go out, you know, have fun with their girls or whoever they decide to go out with, there's always that constant struggle of feeling safe, you know, even when with our upbringing, you know, like our parents are super protective. They say, make sure keep your eyes peeled. Don't leave your drinks laying around. You know, there's just always that you have to be super aware, you know, like as much as you want to have fun and just let loose, you have to be super aware. That's kind of like how we were brought up and taught, right, as a woman. But it was an idea that sparked before COVID, actually. And again, I worked in the nightlife for a very long time with a company called V5 Group.
Yeah. I think you're saying over 10 years, right? Like you have like crazy experience.
Mm-hmm. V5 Group is a Latin marketing company, specializes in Latin events. And our niche, you can say, is reggaeton. So we were just thinking one day before COVID, and we were just like, what if we throw like an all girls reggaeton party? And it was just like an idea that sparked. And then this was also around the time that Yo Perreo Sola came out. So then we saw like obviously how crazy Yo Perreo Sola went, and like just like the feeling that song gives you, the message behind it, the music video. I'm sure you've seen the music video.
I mean, yeah. And then all the girls wanted to pereo, like, yes. Right? Like, all the girls wanted to.
It literally means, like, yo pereo sola, I dance alone, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was just around that whole time, and then COVID happened. We put a pause on it, which I feel like was like a...
Blessing in disguise?
A blessing in disguise. Okay, yes. It was a blessing in disguise because it really gave us time to really marinate on the idea, let the idea marinate. And so we used that time to really brainstorm some more and make what was literally just an idea that was supposed to be like a one-off into like a big thing. And so,
yeah, it's like it's like a brand now.
Yeah. And we didn't even have the name back then. We were going to call the party Yo Perreo Sola, you know?
Okay.
Yo Perreo Sola. And then a bunch of other people started throwing Yo Perreo Sola. And so we're like, oh, we can't do that, you know?
Yeah.
And so once everything started opening up and V5 started to, you know, kick back full force again, we brought the idea back and with a larger creative team this time, and we decided to put it in motion, you know, and obviously the conversation of what should we call it came about, and Jackie actually came up with the name.
Who came up with Sorry Poppy?
She snapped. She really did snap with that one. And you know, Bad Bunny, that's another Bad Bunny song.
Yeah.
You know, so she was like, what if we call it sorry, Poppy. And everybody had like a, it was like that, ooh, wow yeah. moment, you know? So she really did snap with that one. Jackie's also one of the founders as well. So yeah, that was pretty much the
And
story.
You know what? I do have to say, it was such a great party. And like, you know, in the DJ world, and even male DJs will admit it, they will. This is not just me saying this, but female DJs are known for their curation of music. Mm-hmm. They are known for the song selection.
Yes.
We are women. We know what women want to hear. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, you come to the club to see women dance, no matter Heck what yeah. club you go to.
Yep.
You know, so I do have to say, seeing your sets and Anissa's, like, it is crazy because the curation is just so well put in place.
Thank you.
It's like everything all the girlies want to hear, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, thank you.
And so for you, like, since it started as a reggaeton party, like, I know you guys, that's always the staple of it, but you guys do branch off when you're playing mm-hmm. into other genres. Mm-hmm. So, like, for you, you know, was that something right away? You're like, I'm going to throw in some pop hits. Like, I'm going to do this, you know, I'm not only going to do reggaeton. Or did you just feel more comfortable and you're like, I think we can make the room move a little bit more?
Yeah, so we started off initially as a perreo party. Mm-hmm. But, and then we did decide to sprinkle some girl anthems here and there, you know. I mean, growing up, we would listen to Beyonce, Rihanna, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, like all those like poppy hits, and even going back in time, right? I feel like those songs really resonate with what we're going through, and they're nostalgic, which I feel like is they're crowd pleasers.
Yeah. You know?
And we love to be able to sing along with the crowd, you know, and just create that vibe. But so the reasoning behind playing a little bit of everything too was, which is really cool because we started off as a perreo party, but we started to notice how diverse our audience was. Mm. So that is also our way of trying to be inclusive, you know. Not everybody in the crowd is Latina. You see people of all different backgrounds and colors and shapes and sizes, you know what I mean? It's different, and it's that was our way of being able to tap in with all girls.
That was Nudia Hernandez talking to Miriam Paz, the co-founder of Sorry Poppy. That was so fun. Thank you, Nudia.
No problem. See you next Friday.
Sorry Poppy is going to be at Remova Theater tomorrow, July 6th. You can learn more about that at the link in the show notes of this episode. And to hear more interviews like this one, you can stream our sister station Vocalo at vocalo.org or listen on your radio at 91.1 FM. And you can catch Nudia in the afternoon live every weekday from 1 to 5 p.m. And that's it for today. Justin Bull, Sarah Stark, and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve edits our show and is the executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. And a big shout out to Adora Namigade, Lisa Labiz, Lauren Frost, and Emily Seiberg, and Katie O'Connell for their work on our morning and afternoon episodes. We also get help from Cassie Walker-Burke, Sophie Hernandez-Simeonidis, and Dave Miska. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening to the show. Have a great weekend. Hope you get to do some dancing tomorrow. I'll talk to you on Monday.